City Council, special meeting, June 2nd, 2020.
It keeps stopping itself. Okay, we're good.
Okay, the special City Council meeting of June 2nd, 2020 will now come to order. For the record, some elected officials will be participating via audio and video conferencing, and council members Davidson and Whitten are attending in person and more than 6 feet away from each other and everybody else in the room. The meeting is broadcast over KMXT 100.1 FM, and for everyone's protection, there will be no public in-person attendance for this special meeting in compliance with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance on social distancing. For those who are listening online, meeting agendas and packets are available online at the City of Kodiak website. On that note, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Here. On the phone.
Mr. Bishop. Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whitten.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. So the first item on the agenda is for public comments. These public comments tonight are for the agenda items only. If there's anyone who desires to comment about the agenda items, you can call in at 486-8610. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. And we'll have a little pause here due to the broadcasting and see if there are any public comments at this time. Again, the number is 486-8610. Anyone wanting to speak to the council this evening? And this is the only time for a special meeting to have public comments. Any calls, Nova?
No, we don't have any calls.
Okay, on that note, well, and if anyone calls in, we can pick them up. The first item on the agenda is emergency ordinance number 1401, an emergency ordinance of the Council of the City of Kodiak, temporarily suspending portions of the Kodiak City Code chapters 3.12 to facilitate emergency relief procurement from the CARES Act funding to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of our community during a state declared public health emergency and declaring an emergency. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, was signed into law by President Donald Trump on March 27th this year. The act is to provide emergency assistance and healthcare response for individuals, families, and businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. On April 21st, Governor Dunleavy announced the receipt of the $1.2 billion funding from the CARES Act and his plan for the distribution of funds. The governor submitted his plan to the legislature that included direct municipal relief in the amount of $568.6 million, of which $11,972,631 was directed to the City of Kodiak. This emergency ordinance number 1401 proposes a temporary and partial suspension of the Kodiak City Code 3.12 and suspends limitations on the city manager's spending authority. The intent is to allow immediate response to the public health and economic emergencies within the Kodiak community by using the CARES Act funding. This emergency ordinance allows the city manager to expend funds outside of current spending authority. The ordinance increases the city manager's limit from $35,000 to $200,000 between time of adoption and January 31st, 2021. In order to maintain the highest level of transparency, any purchase for $35,000 or more, the manager shall prepare a brief summary of the transaction and submit it to the council at regular or special council meetings. I have begun a CARES Act expenditure plan, which will require expenditures in excess of the current authority of $35,000. In order to purchase, use, and acquire items within the CARES Act criteria, this level of expenditure authority will be required. Funding must be used within the timeline of March 1st through December 30th, 2020. Any one expenditure above $200,000 will require written approval of the mayor and deputy mayor. Allowable expenses are on page 32 and 3 of your packet, and I'll read those out loud. This is the gist of it is for medical expenses, public health expenses, payroll expenses, expenses of actions to facilitate compliance with the COVID related public health measures, which is broad, expenses associated with the provision of economic support, we'll address that tonight, and any other COVID-19 related expenses reasonably necessary. So I will supposedly we adopt this here, I will also be asking directors for any COVID related needs, and note that the reporting requirements to the Department of Commerce and Community Economic Development are submitted monthly.
Okay, thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt emergency ordinance number 1401.
Second.
Is there any council?
Second.
Okay, thank you both. Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten?
I do note just on the city manager's comments on the page 2 of our packet, it says that the manager will prepare a brief summary of the transaction at a council or regular special meeting. So given that in July and August we're only going to have one meeting, I'm wondering if that is not frequent enough, and if you are rapidly spending money, I think I would just in terms of making sure the public is aware of how that money is being spent, I would just suggest that once a month is probably not frequent enough. We have two meetings in June, but there's only one meeting in July and one meeting in August.
And that might be able to be transferred, that information, through the clerk's office to everybody as well. I think maybe depending on the amount of money spent and the items being purchased. You feel comfortable with that, Mike?
Well, yeah, I could put out a report as needed, mm-hmm. as requested. You know, some items I'm sure will be billed, invoiced on a 30-day net of terms, so that may be once a month, but I can work within those parameters. Okay.
Thank you, Swap. I mean, this is an extraordinary, because we're in extraordinary times anyway, and this is not at all a reflection on you, as I think we discussed this already. Right. But it really is also to, I think, just in some ways to preserve and protect in terms of the transparency for the public. So I think more frequently, at least for now, I would say at your discretion, but more frequently than once a month, because I understand the clarity of billing, but I think it would be prudent to have more regular reports than once a month.
So since we are only having those one meetings in July and August, what format would you prefer this in? An email?
Well, I think it can be both.
Written report in your box, or?
I think, and if you send it out by email through the clerk, and then maybe do another summary at the meetings, that would get everybody on board, depending on how often they check their email.
Okay.
Would that work, Mike?
Yeah, you bet it'll work. I mean, this is all about transparency with
right.
me, and I think we're very blessed to have this opportunity, mm-hmm. and we'll be, you know, the public wants to know how we're spending the money too,
you bet.
And I'm sure the council is just the same. So we'll work to provide all that information.
Okay, thank you. Any other council discussion? And I can't see Ms. Arvalada or Randy or Mr. Bishop, so just pipe in if you have anything to say, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Senator. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Any other council discussion? If not, we'll have the clerk take the roll, please.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is the resolution number 2020-14, accepting the coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security CARES Act funds from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development in the amount of $11,986,902.51 for costs that are necessary expenditures. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So there's a lot of acronyms here, and this here's another one. So on March 6th of 2020, the Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act was signed into law. This bill provides $8.3 billion in emergency funding for federal agencies to respond to the coronavirus outbreak. The state of Alaska was allocated $1.25 billion, and of that amount, the city of Kodiak was allocated nearly $12 million. Payments from this fund may only be used to cover necessary expenditures incurred due to the COVID-19 public health emergency, and they were not accounted for in the city's budget prior to March 27th, 2020, and they were incurred from March 1st through December 30th of this year. The city may also use the funds in preparation for future public health emergencies with respect to COVID-19. Any funds not utilized on the permissible expenditures by December 30th, 2020, must be returned to the United States Treasury. The city will receive the previously mentioned funds after adopting the resolution and upon the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development's receipt of the City of Kodiak's completed grant agreement. Note that the city is in line to receive three payments. The first one will be $5,338,977.51. Once we've expended 80% of that first allocation, we will be able to receive $3,323,962.50. And once again, after 80% of that fund is spent, there's another $3,323,962.50 for a total again of $11,986,902.51.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-14.
Sir.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon?
I just have a technical question.
Yeah.
Typically when we receive grant funds, we have a supplemental, and we receive them as a supplemental. So I'm just curious how these funds will be booked. It's not general funds, is it a completely separate category? How do we just receive these, you know, in terms of our accounting practices?
Well, I would think they would be general fund monies, is my impression. And there'll be a supplemental for the current year because we're still in fiscal year 20. And then we'll do the same again in fiscal year 21 because it begins March of this year and continues on till December of the same year, but we're in two different fiscal cycles. So
we have to do a supplemental ultimately to receive these?
We won't have to immediately, no. Okay. Yeah.
Probably just January after the money's expended and reported.
We can do one right towards the end of our fiscal year.
So on that note, will you just set up separate financials for all that to keep track of the money? I think that's what most people are doing with, I mean, there's a lot of money, but even if you're getting a little amount of money, to keep it separate, even though it's going into the general fund?
We will create a project account number for this. So everything will be allocated to that account, so we have good transparency. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that down the road we will have an audit on this. For sure we'll have an audit from our accounting firm. Mm-hmm. to note the funds that we've received and spent. But there's also possibility of a federal audit, and we'll have everything all penciled out.
Is there any other council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passed.
So the last item on the special meeting agenda is the authorization to enter into an agreement with the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation to assist with the Kodiak Emergency Grant Program. Could we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. The Kodiak Economic Development Corporation, also known as Kodiak Economic Task Force, was formed at the request of the Emergency Services Council after they issued the Hunker Down Proclamation. The Kodiak Emergency Grant Program is designed to provide immediate financial assistance to Kodiak small businesses and nonprofit agencies impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The funding for the program is coming from the CARES Act funds distributed to the city of Kodiak through the state of Alaska. While the Economic Task Force was intended to provide short-term support for businesses and nonprofits during the COVID-19 shutdowns, it is fully anticipated that the impacts to Kodiak's economy of the recent closures will last well into next year and beyond. To that effect, the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation is structured to provide continued support for businesses. The Kodiak Economic Development Corporation's mission is to complement the efforts of both the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce and Discover Kodiak's organizations and work towards building a strong, diverse, and resilient economy for Kodiak Island. So the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation will solicit applications from businesses and nonprofits that have suffered economic hardship related to COVID-19. The purpose of the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation is to assist the Emergency Services Council and the city by providing the city manager a list of eligible recipients of the CARES Act recovery funds. To accomplish these goals, the city would like to enter into an agreement with the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. And on page 37 and 8 in our packet tonight, the program agreement, page 37 and 8, the program agreement outlines the terms and conditions between the city and the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. Page 39 through 42 describes the responsibilities and duties of the city and the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation agreement. We also have handed out tonight to us a couple small revisions known as the June 2nd version before us tonight. And I'd like to just make note of those revisions. The orange notes are recent changes to the Small Business Emergency Grant Program description, and the green have been reflected in our packet, I believe. So the change for the audience, listening audience tonight, are on section 4. We're deleting the section that talks about. And further, if any individual owns 20% or more of any applicant, all applicants in which the individual owns 20% or more shall, in the aggregate, receive no more than $20,000. That's been removed. And then on section 6, there's one insert that the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation shall provide an applicant written notice of any final decision regarding an intent to award or deny any application or provisional intent to award within 72 hours of such a decision. And then following on section 9, section 9, 6, I guess it is. This will be removed. Kodiak Economic Development Corporation shall submit to the city a completed COVID-19 expenditures by community report form each month through January 2021. So those are the changes to that small business emergency grant program description. And on page 47, moving on, is there any questions about that? And on page 47 in the packet tonight is the pay request form from the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation to the city for release of funds to the recipients, named recipients. And then in our packet again on page 48, beginning on page 48, is a small business grant application form, which also is in multiple languages. And then finally, attachment A contains versions 1 and 2 of the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation and recipient agreement. There's version 1 and version 2. The difference between the two is version 1 includes some language that seems very unlikely to occur. So that has been removed in version 2. And I'll would you like me to read that or not? It's language that's unlikely to be used and therefore not necessary in this agreement.
Why don't you go ahead and read it, please?
Okay. Under certain circumstances, the federal government and or state of Alaska may demand that the city of Kodiak pay back some or all CARES Act funds. Kodiak Economic Development Corporation believes this is very unlikely to happen. However, if the city of Kodiak is required to return to the state of Alaska any small business emergency grant program funds, recipient may be required to return to the city of Kodiak any or all award funds, even if the recipient already spent the funds. The intent to remove that is to probably receive more participation in the grant program. If you read that, you might be a little apprehensive to complete the application, and our attorney believes that is very unlikely to occur, therefore suggests that we remove that.
Okay. Now, before I ask for a motion on this resolution, Mr. Whitten, did you have a declaration?
I wanted to make one final comment. I'm sorry.
I just have that as a note from the clerk. Go ahead, Mike, I'm sorry.
My last comment here is that the total amount of the Small Business Emergency Grant Program is not to exceed $3 million.
Right.
I'm not sure if you would like to declare a conflict of interest
just
announce
to cover
it
your
record.
Yes,
I'm
sorry.
With
your
prayer protection.
Sure. Yes, I would just like to, from the council and public's perspective, I just want to mention that I am, as of yesterday, now the president of KEDC, but I have no financial relationship. There's no payments, there's no salary, there's nothing else. So I did talk to the attorney and he said that there should be no conflict. I wanted to bring it up just to be open and transparent, as Mike said.
And so according to the code that we have on 2.10.060 of the city code, I would declare that you do not have a conflict for those reasons, and none of the statements that are made under that code do, that there's no direct or indirect substantial financial interests. Okay, on that note, could I, what's the council's pleasure for the motion? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the agreement with the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation to assist with the Kodiak Emergency Grant Program and authorize the city manager to execute documents on behalf of the city.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Okay, Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a couple of comments, and just want to thank the manager for who's been working with us throughout all of this. It's been made it so much easier. But I just want to mention on a couple of the changes, so you know where they came from. On the small business emergency grant program description on the second page, under number four, we asked to have those two lines removed. Because in essence, what it said is if a business owner owns more than one business, that they can't apply for more than $20,000. Actually, it was originally 15, he changed it to 20, but we believe there are several businesses in town that are independent and separate, that we would be disadvantaging those businesses if we didn't allow them to apply as separate entities. So that was the reason for that. As the manager mentioned, under the version 1.2 of attachment A, I had a little conversation with the attorney today regarding the likelihood of the state or the federal government coming back to the city of Kodiak and ask them to return some or all of those funds, and if so, requiring the recipient to do the same, return some or all of the funds back to the city. And there's several things. One is it's a highly unlikely that that would happen, because this program is covered under the CARES Act conditions. So first of all, the city is meeting these conditions by assigning these funds. But secondly, concerned that if we actually retain this in there, this is going to be a disincentive for somebody to receive these funds if there's a chance they might have to pay them back. Because a year from now, or 6 months from now, most likely they won't have that money. So basically, we'd be requiring them to do something they really probably cannot perform. So there is some risk to the city, but it seems to be a minimal risk. And let me see, I think that was the only one. There was one of, he actually didn't highlight it, but on number seven, I haven't changed the language, he didn't highlight it. So by removing the paragraph that said that the recipient might have to pay back, which to us was a disincentive, I asked them to strengthen number seven, which basically says it's an encouragement to spend the funds correctly, that says if you spend the funds incorrectly, then you will have to give them back. So to me, that was an incentive to conform to the terms of the agreement versus a disincentive to take the money out in the first place. So that protects protects the city, protects KEDC by reminding the recipient that they have to conform to the CARES Act funding requirements. So other than that, that's all I have on that. And I will just make a final note is that as of tonight, we have 48 applicants. And the total is approximately $1 million.
Wow.
So the need exists.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess I want to take this time to sincerely thank the economic development people for their volunteer time, and also our city manager who's done an excellent job of helping this get put into action. And I hope that people that are business people aren't hesitant to submit for this, because sometimes reading through these for the last 2 days, it was kind of intimidating, to be honest, for me. But please, as a business owner, if you have any idea, and if you can't decide whether to do it, take it to one of the members of the task force, I think, and they can help you with that. Is that right?
Thanks for that lead-in, Councilman Davidson. What I would suggest is that the application, and there's an FAQ, frequently asked questions, available online at www.kodiakedc.org. That's kodiakedc.org, and that's, you can find the application there. You can also find the FAQs there. But if that doesn't work for you, you can't get through, then call Discover Kodiak, but Discover Kodiak is acting as our administrator for handling all questions and handling all the paperwork. So they, you can pick up applications at Discover Kodiak and also talk to Amy Williams and her staff, Jesse, and they can help you with any questions and help you fill out the application if need be.
Is there any other council discussion?
Well,
I'm sorry. Was that Randy?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, first, I would just like to also reiterate what Councilmember Charlie said, you know, thinking the Kodiak Economic Task Force for all their due diligence in creating this type of help for our community. And I would just like to express that I feel, even if it's a possibility in our day and age, a lot of things that we thought couldn't happen or has a small possibility of happening, but still happened. And when it comes to financial implications, especially in a time of hardship, I believe, you know, it's totally up to the applicant to take that risk. But I believe there should be full disclosure about any and all possibilities that anything, you know, if this money has to be paid back. So I support this, but I support version one.
Okay.
Supports what?
Version one. So, I'm not sure where we go at this point. I guess if there's any other discussion regarding what Mr. Bishop had just said.
Can I?
Madam Mayor, Councilor Arboleda. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I just spoke over somebody.
Go ahead, Ms. Arboleda, and then we'll have Mike speak.
Thank you. I actually was thinking the same thing that Councilmember Bishop has just stated, and the reason for that is I did read and I heard what Councilmember Whitten said, that it is most unlikely that it will happen, that the government would want this money back. And so I think that being transparent and disclosing that information to businesses won't hurt either. I think that's just us also looking out for businesses as well as the community. So that's what I say about that.
Mike, go ahead.
I'd like to ask the clerk here. We're entering into an authorization or agreement with the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. And this attachment A, version one and two, is the recipient KEDC agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if we are accepting that as well, or if that's the agreement chosen by the KEDC to submit. Are we approving the attachments as well when we have entered into the agreement with the corporation?
So let's look at the motion.
Yeah, let's look at the motion. Page 35.
I can speak to that one.
Okay. Let's look at the motion, then I can call Mr. Whitten. So the motion is to move to authorize the agreement with the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation to assist with the Kodiak Emergency Grant Program and authorize the city manager to execute documents.
And so the question would be, is that version
this
part
is not
of
the agreement,
agreement
we're talking about?
It's not a part.
So, Mr. Wood, did you have something?
I do. So, I appreciate your input. But that's actually not the agreement we're talking about. The agreement we're talking about is the, it says June 2nd version. That's the one that we will sign, the KEDC will sign with the city. The other document the attorney drafted is actually an internal document that KEDC will sign directly with the recipient of the award. And I understand both positions, but I think it's our belief that we want to get as much money we want to have into people's hands as possible and not have any disincentive. And that even though the likelihood of anybody coming back, state or federal, coming back and requesting those funds, I think there's even less likelihood that the recipient would even have those funds available to pay back. So in essence, we would be warning somebody of something that they might not be able to do. So it doesn't seem like that made sense to us. So we had that taken out, but this is actually an internal document.
Go ahead, Mike.
So as we discuss that language, that does put the city at risk if we have to cover those funds. However, again, very unlikely to occur. This money is intended to get into the population, and I'm not sure why they would, you know, pull the money back.
And this has been reviewed by our attorney several times as well, just to know. So, does that answer questions or comments that you may have had, Ms. Arboleda and Mr. Bishop?
I do have one more question, if that's okay, Madam Mayor.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Do we know, or I'm not sure if Mr. Councilman can answer this. I think he had, I don't know, my earlier article was kind of coming out, but we had 40 applications already submitted, is that correct?
You have to tell her because
she's... Oh, I don't know if I was thinking. Yes, that's correct. 48 as of this afternoon, and approximately $1 million worth of requests so far.
Oh, okay. And then were we anticipating, or I'm sorry, can I follow up there?
Yes, go ahead, please, Laura.
I don't remember if we had stated in a previous meeting if we knew how much we were anticipating. How many applications we were anticipating we're getting in. Did we have a number for that?
We have an amount not to exceed. The amount is $3 million. That's not to exceed. We didn't know what number to expect. But
okay.
With Mr. Whitten's report, it seems like this is needed in the community, as he said, and that businesses and nonprofits are indeed applying for the money, which is off to a very good start since it just opened up on Friday. So with this funds, it's being used in a way... I'm sorry, did you have something else, Ms. Allen?
No, I'm sorry, it just keeps cutting up, so I have to listen for a little bit and wait, but I heard you, Madam Mayor, thank you.
So with that initial number of applicants and the amount of money being requested, these CARES Act funds, I think, are going to be very helpful in keeping our community whole and businesses sustained, and nonprofits as well, which is most important. Mr. Bishop, did you have any other comment after that information?
No, ma'am.
Okay, is there any other council discussion, Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. If perchance the $3 million were used up initially, would it be apropos for the task force to maybe reduce some of the amounts of money so more people would be accessible to it or not?
I'm not sure about that. Mr. Whitner, do you have a plan B for that?
We do. The way that we have it laid out right now is the application period closes on the 9th, so next Tuesday, a week from today. Then from the 10th through the 16th, the four members of the review committee will each review as many applications as we have, you know, how many they are. We'll review them individually. They'll be grouped by industry sector, so that we're looking at transportation or retail or, you know, seafood or whatever the industry sector happens to be. So we'll review all of them and sort of do the go, no go, yes, no decision individually. Then we're going to come back together on the 16th and spend the entire day and review all of the applications as a group and assign amounts based on demonstrated need. So my guess is, you know, people think they can get the highest amount, which is $25,000, they'll put in $25,000, but I would suggest that based on how much money we get from the city plus the number of applicants, not everybody will get what they're asking for, because some might not have demonstrated adequate need. So it's It's not first come, first served, which is how PPP worked. This is everybody has an equal opportunity to receive a grant, but and if somebody has already received PPP funds or EIDL funds, they're also eligible. But again, we're going to be looking at data that the companies provide us. And we've had everything from a one page to complete tax returns submitted. So we've had just a wide range of information. So we're going to look at each individual application. We want to do our due diligence. We want to be responsible on how this money is spent. And we also want to protect the city to make sure that we do award it to somebody who has a demonstrated and valid need. So we're going to scrutinize all of them. And again, we'll divide up the number of applicants by the amount of money there.
So the not to exceed the $3 million could happen in this first go round. Is that correct? The amount of applicants that you get?
Good point.
Or 2.4?
Yes.
Is that what it says for June 28th? That's the first amount?
Two release dates.
2.4 and then 600,000 on the second round. So the bulk of the 3 million would be in this first go round.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yes, Mr. Davidson.
What determines who would put in for the second round? Just all of the first round recipients could then put in for the second round?
You know, we haven't got the timeline set because we are not quite sure on the availability of the funds, but my expectation would be, and I don't know when the cutoff, do you know when the cutoff is for July spending? Is it?
July 27th for the 600,000.
Is that what it is? So
yeah, it is, here it is. Yeah.
Okay, so I think what we do is we just release another round of applications, but let everybody know that there's less money available. So I think some people might apply, some people might not apply, and if we get the full 150 applications again, that just means people get less money.
Okay, is there any other council discussion? And again, I want to thank Mr. Whitten for taking the lead on this. James Turner from the Borough Assembly has been on it, and Sarah Phillips, Mark Anderson, and Amy Williams for being the review committee and really spearheading this, which is was very much needed. So thank you for that. Okay, if there's no other council discussion, could we have the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries. The mayor.
Okay, thank you. And on that note, could I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Have a good night.